It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How are you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe?
Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
We're looking at a UFO right now. Come here.
I thought he was joking at first. Yeah. I rushed outside.
My human mind is telling me to do something.
The suspect has been caught months after firing into his store with a gun and trying to burn it down with Molotov cocktails.
I'm glad it was up there, not down here. It might have hurt my cat. Yeah, that's her. See? Hey, you're on TV.
All right. Time for the madness here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. And we have a double creature feature for you, Jones. Animals on the loose. People are having a hard time keeping their animals in either inside or inside of a fence. Contained in some manner.
I would say these come up quite often in Kiefer Madness. Yeah, we have these often. Yeah.
All right, let's start with this one in North Carolina.
New at 11. If you see an emu wandering around in Rocky Mount, please ask that you give him a call.
An emu. You ever come across an emu?
I've not.
They're crazy looking.
I see.
They don't look right.
Liberty Mutual commercials often. I see them there.
Yes.
Limu emu.
So it's they got like a long neck. A long kind of rubbery neck.
You ever
like
read
a big fat body?
You ever read about the Great Emu War?
No.
Let me get you details on that.
Do you remember? I think it was during COVID. There was a girl that got really famous on, I don't know what it was. Maybe it was TikTok or Instagram.
Yeah.
She was like a farmer and just herding her emus. Remember that?
Oh, I do remember her.
Yeah. I don't know what happened. I think
Charlie the emu or something like
that.
Yeah,
maybe got too big too fast.
She's the one that kept yelling at it because it kept going after the camera.
Yes. She said it. Yeah, Billy. Yeah. It was very popular. I don't know what happened to her.
Maybe the emus took her out. They can be quite dangerous.
I was
going to
say, yeah. I don't know if it's good or bad.
Okay.
So I'll leave it at that. But she was very famous for her emus.
Mm.
They're strange. They're one of the stranger looking creatures, I would say, in the world because they have, like, no arms, right?
No, they definitely don't have arms.
They got like
arms.
Two legs.
I feel like a lot of animals.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
They have wings.
A lot of birds don't have
they
arms.
They have wings and legs. Yeah.
They don't have like little T-Rex hands or something? Wouldn't that look better on there?
No, but they are. T-Rex they are dino-like, though. I understand.
They
what
are
you're saying.
Dino-like, yes, which yes, dinosaurs yes. are more closely associated to birds than any other current animal out there. But so somebody, I don't know why you'd even have a pet emu. Like I don't really understand. They have like a big, it's like a big, stupid body, and then like a weird head and little legs. They're a flightless bird.
Yeah.
New at 11, if you see an emu wandering around Rocky Mount, please ask that you give them a call. The Rocky Mount Animal Services received reports of a loose emu in the North Green area.
That was my nickname in high school. The loose emu.
Here's an image of that animal. Its owner says it got loose and is now prowling through the neighborhoods between the U.S. Highway 301 bypass and Benvenue Road. So hopefully the emu makes its way home.
All I keep thinking is about car insurance now for someone to make that commercial.
This isn't your segment, Doug.
I already beat you to that joke.
Yeah,
Doug.
We already top jammed that one. Yeah, the Limo Emu is a good mascot.
Oh,
I think
like
it's
it.
Super catchy.
I like it a lot.
Did you see the Shane Gillis SNL? They did a Limo Emu.
Quite dark.
Yeah, it took a turn. It took a hard right turn.
I heard you and Fitzy talking about it one day, so I went and seeked it out. Yeah, it was dark.
It's really,
it
really
was.
Good. Update to that story. They found the emu.
Oh.
They found the emu.
Great.
They located it safely. Because when you hear it, it's like, oh, I saw it near a highway. Well, that's a dead emu.
Oh, I thought it was going to get trucked. Yeah.
Just smoked.
Truck stuck.
That would also hurt a truck, I would think. Because if you hit the legs of an emu, that
whole do some
big
damage.
Barrel chest is coming through the windshield.
Oh, it's like a moose.
Yeah.
Yeah, you take it out of the legs, falls on your car.
Yeah,
one of those.
Then
sure.
Double KO. Nobody wins. Nobody comes out on top of that.
No.
Well, if you think a loose emu is a story, it is. But I got another one for you as well.
Oh.
Yeah, this one is in Texas.
Most people were asleep at 3:30 this morning. Two Henderson County deputies were wrangling a kangaroo in Athens.
I don't like that.
A loose kangaroo?
Kangaroos are just giant rats. They're disgusting animals.
And they're great boxes.
Say
they
it
box
again.
You. They're great at boxing.
Oh, they'll box you.
They'll put their nukes up. They kind of always, see, they have arms.
They're not a bird, but yeah, they have arms, yes.
They got arms.
Yeah.
They are marsupials.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, lots of animals have arms, just not typically
not
birds.
Emus. not emus.
Not most birds.
It's a smaller kangaroo, so it's just like a roo, I guess. And they there's police officers trying to like get it into their SUV.
That is a teeny tiny little fella.
It's a little kangaroo, but he's not.
So if you're watching on Twitch, they're trying to get him into
up a little bit of a battle.
Are
here.
They trying to get him into a bag?
Yeah,
is that what he's holding?
Here, which I would
or is that a rope?
There
I can't even tell what he's holding.
I think he's gonna hang him. That's what it looks like. No,
it's like one of those videos where you see them go up to like the smaller kangaroos, and if you like literally put their head in a bag, they'll collapse like into it so you can scoop them up.
Oh, like Mama's Pouch.
Oh, they go, yeah, they jump right in.
Like
time for a snooze.
Yeah. No, this one was not feeling it though. He's like, oh, you want a cracker? He's like, no, I don't want a cracker. Out of here.
Okay.
After escaping, the kangaroo was located and returned back home. We're working right now to learn more about where it originally came from and how far it traveled.
This lady seems annoyed.
A whodunit.
It is a bit of a whodunit.
You know, my theory.
Yeah.
Inside job.
You think one of these police officers? Oh, you think the person that owns the kangaroo wanted to get publicity for it?
Yeah, clicks.
Yeah, put the kangaroo on the
clout.
Loose.
Clout. Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, likes and clicks, as Kyrie said.
Sure.
We're working right now to learn more about where it originally came from and how far it traveled. In a Facebook post 1 hour ago, the Henderson County Sheriff's Office said, from narcotics bus to kangaroo rescues, we do it all.
They got jokes.
Got it.
Yeah.
Like, look at us. Maybe you cross them over. They got a pouch, maybe instead of a drug mule.
Oh, yeah.
Drug roof.
You wouldn't mess with that. You'd be like, I'll look the other way.
Yeah.
Like, he's covered in methamphetamine.
Oh, plus, you're like patting him down. You're searching him. And don't even
check
the pouch.
There.
Yeah, no, that's a private area. You're not checking that. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's always where it is, though.
Look at them wrestling that kangaroo into that car right there. Wow.
I mean, he's fighting them.
No, he is.
He really is. And where did it come from?
They just cut it off.
Fine.
They cut it off.
They just cut it off. Okay.
They're like, that's it. Then I go to commercial. You guys want to riff on the kangaroo thing? No, we're done.
No, this is going nowhere.
It's terrible.
This is where this is going.
Yeah, she's like, wow, look at that.
But I mean, he's fighting them.
No, he is.
He really is. And where did it come from?
All right, once you talk over each other, we're done. We're out. We're out. Go to commercial.
Go to break. Go to a Liberty Mutual commercial.
Scrap it.
So these are both Australian animals, the kangaroo and, of course, the emu.
One famously with arms, the other without.
Very famously. The emu war, or great emu war, Keith.
You're saying emu?
Yeah, I decided to throw that on the pronunciation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was that an umlaut?
It was a nuisance wildlife management military operation.
So there's too many of them?
Undertaken in Australia over the latter part of 1932 to address public concern over the number of emus, large flightless birds indigenous to Australia.
They were like destroying people's farms.
Said to have been destroying crops.
Can you eat an emu?
A district in Western Australia. Can you? I'm sure you can. I don't know if it's good eaten.
No.
But you can.
When I was looking for stories, I saw a guy that was trying to control the iguana population by making iguana stir fry. And he had a whole recipe on TikTok for it.
Iguana stew, I think, is
also
a quite popular.
Yeah, he's like, look at these guys. They're everywhere. He's like, we can eat them. I was like, okay.
It's one way to limit them.
But like the emus, I wonder, it probably is not good eating.
The unsuccessful attempt. Oh, very muscular.
Like
very muscular bird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what do you do with the head?
And a long neck? You'd chop that down, I think. You eat the beak.
Yeah, I guess.
The unsuccessful attempts to curb the emu population employed by the Royal Australian Artillery soldiers armed with Lewis guns. I don't know what that is.
They had Lewis guns?
It led the media to adopt the name Emu War when referring to the incident. Although many birds were killed, the emu population persisted and continued to cause crop destruction.
Oh, the Lewis gun's a machine gun.
Yeah, so they just, like, on the back of a truck, right?
They just went and
they're mowing these things down.
Well, they were trying to. I remember reading
sitting
on this, like the guns were jamming constantly, so the emus kept getting away. Like the emus won the war. It cost them too much to try and kill them, so they just stopped.
The emus won the war.
How about that?
So down in Australia, they're like, hey, we're going to need you guys for World War III. It's like, we couldn't even beat the emus.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want us.
I mean, look, we don't typically, when you talk about world powers, military world powers,
we need to get Australia on our side.
Frequently doesn't come up.
They lost to the flightless birds.
I guess that's why.
Yeah, it's
Canada
tough,
probably would have beat the Canadian geese uprising or whatever it was.
I probably
would have taken Canada there.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Got all these machine guns. They couldn't beat the emus. We're just walking around eating their crops.
They're like, whatever.
Yeah, like, we're fine.
They're insuring the military vehicles. Yeah. Okay, so there you go. That's a Kiefer Madness. Every Tuesday, most Thursdays, here on Jones and Keefe.